This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I'm coming, all right. I'm here. Man, I'm downloading stories to the last minute. There are so many stories out there you need to hear. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to my show. I know that Biden's the biggest story in America. Biden's incompetency, Biden's mental failures, Biden's mental instability, Biden's dementia, Biden's you name it. You name what's wrong with Biden. The fact that he's, what did the special counsel say, an elderly old man with no memory anymore, doesn't remember his vice presidency and doesn't remember his son when his son died. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's either Alzheimer's or dementia. Probably Alzheimer's. The man is lost. His presidency is finished. I've told you that for months on this show, actually for a couple of years on this show. I've also told you on Real America's Voice on my show there. Last night I was anchoring, co-hosting with Ben Berquim, the Real America's Voice coverage, live from the Trump rally in the, or maybe really rather than a rally, it was an after, the after caucus celebration party at Treasure Island, and I said the same thing there. Biden's presidency is finished. Bring on Michelle. You know they're gonna bring on Michelle. You know, you've seen those movies. Bring on the midgets. Bring on Michelle. Don't go in the back room. Bring on the midgets. I really do believe that Michelle Obama is hiding in the back room. And they're going to bring her at the convention in as the presidential candidate. And if I'm wrong, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And I've said those two for well over a year. I wrote the column a year ago. It's either Michelle on top or Newsom is VP, or Newsom on top, Michelle is VP, or just Michelle or just Newsom. But those are the combinations. It was never going to be Joe Biden. It was never going to be Joe Biden. And now Biden's finished. As a matter of fact, doctors are calling for Biden to take mental competency test after the scathing classified documents report. Something isn't right, is what the doctors are saying. There are Democrats who are openly calling for a 25th Amendment. There are Republicans openly calling for the 25th Amendment. There are Democrat insiders secretly saying we've got to dump Biden. They've got a dumpster fire on their hand. They've got a disaster on their hand. And so that is the big news of the day after the special counsel report said, we're not going to charge him. He's mentally retarded. That's basically what they said. He's brain dead. He's incompetent. But, you know, no problem. Let him be president. You know, makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You can't put someone on trial because they've got the mind of a two-year-old. But you can let them run the presidency of the United States and be CEO of the economy, commander of the armed forces, and their finger on the nuclear button. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So Biden has got to go. Biden's got to go. But I'll get back to all of that. As important as that is, I still think there's nothing. Even Biden, who stole the presidency, was a brain-dead zombie when he stole it, and now is more, even more of a brain-dead zombie. But even that takes second level to the open border, which, of course, was enabled by the stolen presidency, the rigged and stolen presidency, and then the fake president, Joe Biden, and the country run by his real boss, Barack Obama. But it's just incredible what they're allowing to come into our country. First of all, Even 60 Minutes reported they were shocked by how many Chinese military-age males are coming in our country. I think that was last week's 60 Minutes. If not, it was 2 weeks ago. Shocked. Their cameras were on, and they saw nothing but Chinese as far as they could see. Right? And that's not good. Okay? That's an army coming into our country. An army of our enemy, our sworn enemy, that's out to kill us and destroy us and conquer us and topple our country. That's coming into our country by the thousands a week. It is beyond belief that this is allowed by the Biden administration / Biden's boss, Obama. Except these are people who want to destroy America. But there's also plenty of assorted Latino punks coming in. It's got nothing to do with their race or their religion or anything else. I'm just identifying who they are. They're at MS-13, they're cartel, Mexican drug cartel, or they're Venezuelans. And or they could be from El Salvador, Central America, Guatemala, gangs. Other than MS-13, they're bad news. The garbage of the world. They're opening the prisons, and they're getting rid of their worst garbage and sending them to America to destroy our country. So what happened in the last 24 hours? Some piece of garbage from Venezuela, 15 years old, walks into a clothing store in Times Square and shoots a woman. And now, you know, until they just caught him moments ago, but there has been like a nationwide manhunt for him. He's armed and dangerous, and they knew who he was because they got his picture and they tracked him down. He's a migrant, i.e. illegal alien criminal who broke into our country from Venezuela, who was let in last September. Okay, some woman shot, I have no idea how badly. I don't know if he shot her and grazed her. I don't know if he shot her through the head and she's brain dead. I don't know if she's ever going to recover. I don't know if she's blind in one eye. I don't know what he did. I know that he shot a woman in Times Square and there was a nationwide manhunt and they caught him near my old home. I used to live in Mount Vernon, New York, which is right next to New Rochelle and Yonkers and in Westchester County, just south of the city, excuse me, just north of the city, and they just caught him in Yonkers, New York. This Venezuelan piece of garbage that shot an innocent woman in Times Square. This is going on all across America. Every day, Americans are being killed and your children are being killed. Why are we holding Biden accountable and his boss, Obama? They're the ones that did this. They are accessories to murder. Thank God they caught him. It was a robbery in Midtown Manhattan near Times Square. And then he opened fire on law enforcement. I did not know that. Manhunt for a migrant teen who shot and gravely wounded a tourist. Ah, you know, all of this happened while I was on the air taping my Real America's Voice show. Shot and gravely wounded a tourist in Midtown Manhattan before aiming at law enforcement in a shootout with police. Now they have officially identified and arrested the perpetrator, 15-year-old Jesus Alejandro Rivas Figueroa from Venezuela, was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Yonkers, New York, after a day-long manhunt following the shooting. Just incredible. Just incredible. Figueroa arrived in the United States in September of 2023, last year. Of course he entered illegally. They said they won't tell you if he entered illegally. Everyone is entering illegally. It's just whether they call it illegal. If you give yourself up, I'm giving myself up at the border, they claim that's not illegal. These are all illegal aliens. They're all illegal. Two other suspects are 15 and 16. Both were apprehended, and three individuals entered JD Sports and started stealing items on the second floor. Two of the three suspects, including a teen who lives in a migrant shelter, were later confronted by a female security guard in the lobby. And police say the security guard yanked a bag of stolen merchandise. You know, and that's what I would do. If you stole in front of me, even if I wasn't employed by the store, if someone steals in front of me in a store that I'm in, I'm going to beat the crap out of them. I'm going to knock them on the ground and hit them 50 times in the face, and then I'm going to make a citizen's arrest. Okay, that's how we handle things in New York. That's how you keep things from turning into a nightmare. But that's how we handle it in New York 40 years ago. Now, 40 years later, they let everybody go, and the place is a cesspool, and everyone's getting killed, because if you don't put the killers away and kill them with the death penalty, or put them in jail for life, right? They're going to be roaming the streets just killing you. They've learned no lesson, and they've gotten away with it, and they're laughing at you and the government and our country. Police say the security guard yanked a bag of stolen merchandise, and the suspects, who was wearing all white at the time, I don't know what that has to do with anything, the youth identified as Figueroa in all white, then fired towards the security guard, but instead shot a 37-year-old Brazilian visiting the Big Apple in the leg. She barricaded herself inside a storage room before she was taken to Bellevue Hospital in stable condition. Wow. The gunman proceeded to race down a busy West 47th Street towards 6th Avenue, I know it well, and fired two shots at a pursuing police officer. The cop, fortunately, was not hit. And then, at that point, they found him in Yonkers, New York, United States Marshals. I think this is by far the biggest story in America, because it's the open border. We're letting in terrorists. There's going to be a massive terrorist attack. It's going to be on Biden's head. And they're letting in murderers. They're letting in, like, this kid, this punk, thieves, murderers, carjackers, home invaders. They're letting in Chinese military-age males. They're letting in, who are an army going to kill us, going to conquer us and kill us. The minute China invades Taiwan, this army of Chinese military-age males will wreak havoc in the United States. They will get their marching orders. And we've all said that Hamas and Hezbollah coming in the border. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's coming in the border. My grandfather was German, and he used to say, you know, dreck, garbage. That meat is dreck. He owned a butcher store with the best prime beef only, and every other piece of meat, he'd go, that's dreck. These people are dreck. They're pure garbage, the worst garbage from every other country, and they're coming in. Let's just say 9 out of 10 are wonderful, even though they want welfare the rest of their lives, and they will bankrupt their country, drag it down, and make us to a third world hellhole. 9 out of 10 are wonderful. But 1 out of 10, well, why would you let the 10 in? It's like on Halloween, you reach in and say to your kid, grab that jelly bean, 1 out of 10 will kill you? You're going to die, my little precious 5-year-old? But hey, 9 out of 10 are okay. Would you let them reach? Why would we need to let 10 in if one of them is going to kill your children? The open border is the biggest problem in America today, and Biden should be arrested for treason. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike. spike proteins. This patent-pending no-comedian product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-comedian and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the...
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Of this segment of the show, MyPillow, and of course, not only MyPillow.com, but MyStore.com. MyStore.com is kind of Michael and Dell's version of Amazon. Lots of great products there. MyPillow.com is for all your bedding needs, all his bedding products. And at both of them, all you do is type in WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyroot. That's the promo code when you check out with sales. And you get the best price on every product on both websites. Whatever's the best sales price, whatever the best discount, you get the best of anything you want. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code WAR. So it was always Trump who had leaks, right? There was always someone leaking his private conversations or his official government business conversations, which no president, to my knowledge, in the history of America had ever had a conversation leaked with a world leader or a private conversation. All of a sudden, every minute, Trump had leaks. But now Biden has a leak. And you know why? Because they're looking to get rid of Biden. There were no leaks the first 3 years under Biden when they thought they could actually survive with him. Now that they know he's done and he's finished, they could kick him under the bus or throw him out of Air Force One. Now, Biden has a profanity-laced rant over the special counsel's report's comments on his poor memory. Unbelievable. Let's see. I want to read this. It's the first time I've seen it, so I don't know what's in it myself. I'm reading it with you the first time. I just downloaded it in the ed break. So, of course, we know. Here it is. Privately, Biden was furious about the report's comments on his memory during a private meeting with House Democrats at their policy retreat in Virginia earlier Thursday. Biden grew animated when asked how he was doing. He said, "How the F could I forget the day my son died? Of course I remember everything," said a witness who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Biden snapped after the reporter asked him about his age and mental acuity, and during the press conference, he's just a vicious, nasty old man. And by the way, I've had a little bit of history with dementia. I know a couple of people who are perfectly normal one day, and little by little, it was obvious they were losing it, and they had dementia. And when you have dementia, you get nasty. You get angry, you get nasty, and you curse. And that's Joe Biden. That's what's happening to Joe Biden. But what matters to America, well, first of all, having a madman running the country who doesn't even know what his name is, a stumbling, bumbling, dementia-laden, diaper-wearing loser as your president is a problem. But separate from that, more of a problem is what he's doing to the country. See, he doesn't know what's going on. His handlers are handling the country. And that's Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and George Soros, I'm sure. Again, it's an opinion show, my opinion. Soros is probably giving the orders to Obama to destroy this country. But Treasury Department, a letter was sent to them by Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, who some are saying could wind up being Trump's VP. Who knows? And Tim Scott demanded, he's on the Senate Banking Committee, and he demanded to know what terms Treasury was using to snoop in the bank accounts of average Americans, and then, I guess, try and destroy our lives. And if they confirm they use terms like MAGA, Trump, Kamala, and Biden in private bank transaction searches. Antifa, MAGA, Trump, Biden, Kamala, Schumer, Pelosi were all terms that were used. This marks the first time the Biden administration has gone on record to confirm some of the keywords included in the January 6th related push by investigators. Scott wrote, the surveillance represents a flagrant violation of Americans' privacy and improper targeting of U.S. citizens for exercising their constitutional rights without due process. The letter signed by Assistant Treasury Secretary Corey Teles was in response to that letter sent by Tim Scott, U.S. Senator of South Carolina. And he demanded answers after revelations of the surveillance that Treasury used politically charged terms to flag customers to federal law enforcement. So they were looking for terms. They asked your private bank to check if you were looking after those terms. And if they found them, they referred you to the FBI or the DOJ. Folks, I've been telling you from day one, it's a communist dictatorship. The country has become a communist fascist dictatorship. By the way, coming up on March 8th through 10th, if you can't stand what's going on in this country or this economy, you'll want to go to the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention, March 8th through 10th in Las Vegas at the Horseshoe, used to be Bally's. This is how you build our own platform, our own parallel economy. Robert F. Kennedy, keynote speaker, Wayne Allyn, opening speaker. Replatform created by the same team who defeated the COVID vaccine mandates. Go to replatformvegas.com. That's replatformvegas.com. Use the promo code WAR for 10% off. Wayne Allyn Root, 10% off.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
could find me, well, you could find me here in Liddell TV, at Brighteon TV, at Real America's Voice TV, but also at Blessed News Network, right? And Blessed News Network, which you could find at blessednewstv.com, is the brainchild of Jake Lang from a prison cell. Jake Lang is a January 6th political prisoner, and from his prison cell, he launched the January 6th Prisoners Legal Fund, which you can find at j6legal.org, j6legal.org, please donate. And he launched the Blessed News Network at blessednewstv.com, and we're live on Blessed News TV right now with this show, because my show is on every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, just like it is on Lindell TV. It replays right there on Blessed News Network live. We are live with Jake Lang right now, direct from his prison cell, which my understanding is like in the dungeon of the D.C. prison. Jake, are you there?
Wayne, my brother, God bless you, man. God bless you.
So how bad is it? You were moved to the worst part of the D.C. jail and in solitary confinement. That was, I think, earlier this week. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Unfortunately, the retaliation efforts of the Biden regime have landed very close to home for me. They've been shuffling me around. Just yesterday, they pulled the oldest trick in the book. They told me I had court. So they woke me up at 4 in the morning. They put me in 3-point shackles, hands, feet, and waist all chained together. I look like Hannibal Lecter. They threw me in the back of a van with all kinds of D.C. criminals and carjackers and just, you know, the worst of the worst. God forbid. God help these people. And then they put us all in one room together in the Tombs, which is the basement of the federal courthouse. I waited there for like 8 hours. Then the marshals came and got me, and they took a single photo of me. And then they put me back in the van and brought me back to D.C. jail. By the time it was all said and done, it was 17 hours of what's called diesel therapy, Wayne. And diesel therapy is like it's actually a legal practice that the feds do to pretrial detainees just to really just try to torture them into plea deals, basically. And they've been doing diesel therapy on me and other Jan Sixers for years. That's why they've moved me to 14 different prisons. But they forget we got a God in heaven who comes where we are weak, he is strong. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And so I'm just holding on to my faith and making it through these ridiculous, tyrannical, depressive times.
When they put you in handcuffs with the hands and leg irons with the legs and irons around your stomach, so three different kinds of chains, and then they drive you to the Tombs and they bring you down below and you sit there and wait the whole day for one picture, are you in your chains the whole day, or they at least take them off for some period of time?
They keep your leg irons on you, and then you're on these really uncomfortable cold metal benches, and it's freezing down there. I mean, we're in the middle of February, and it's just a tactic. You know, they ruined my whole entire Thursday. You know, meanwhile, they don't realize we've got over a million Americans that are calling and, you know, just absolutely championing the Jan 6 cause because some of my Twitter posts went viral. So I'm sitting in the Tombs trying to get some shut-eye because I got no sleep the night before. And just, you know, understanding that this is all part of the games that they play to break your conviction and destroy your resolve. And then I get back to my cell in D.C. jail, and the entire thing was ripped apart, head to toe, papers everywhere, lots of my legal documents missing, still no sign of my discovery. And it's just, it's horrible what they're doing. Really, it's the sign of a dying animal at their last ditch effort. They're desperate with the Supreme Court, you know, decision coming out today about it, that January 6th was not an insurrection. You know, these people, they're losing their grip on reality, and they're trying to inflict as much pain because they're masochists at the very last moment they can before the Jan Sixers are released here.
So what happened when you're down in the Tombs, plus the driving back and forth, and 18 hours is gone with you in chains? Where's your cell phone that whole time that you're talking to us on? Where is that? Your tablet.
Well, this is actually, yeah, the little tablet. The tablet was left here at D.C. jail. It's a little extortion racket they have. You pay $2 per phone call, $3.60 per hour just to use the tablet on top of that. So some of my days, I'm spending $30, $40 a day just to talk to my family, do news media, run Blessed News Network. You know, plus you got your food, you know. And I used to be able to have hygiene products, Wayne, but not in the South One torture chamber that I'm in right now. The South One's the name of the unit in D.C. jail, the gulag. You cannot have toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, baby powder, shampoo, or bars of soap. They give you little plastic packets of each of those things every day to use them. And they're the most generic, disgusting things you've ever seen. And the toothbrush they give you is like a little, like, 1.5-inch, you know, anti-shank toothbrush. They're basically keeping me in despotic, horrible conditions. But they, you know, these people really forget that's the time when God's Spirit really comes upon you the most, and He leads you and guides you and fills you up where you're empty. And so it's in these times where I'm in real solitude, real solitary confinement. I'm at the end of a long, dark hallway. There's no other inmates around me. And it's in these times, Grant, where Jesus really is speaking to me and just, I mean, ministering to me and strengthening me in the places where I'm weak. So they don't realize they're doing me a favor, because this relationship that I'm building with God throughout these 1,120 days of incarceration without a trial and no previous criminal record throughout these 3 years and 1 month now, my relationship with God has gotten so strong. I feel like I can make it through anything, and I can do anything in His will. And that's the power that Jesus has for all the Jan Fixers.
Jake, are you allowed to see lawyers? How many times have you seen your lawyers, your legal team, in this 1,120 days of massive, horrible torture and incarceration? How many times have you been allowed to see your lawyers?
I have a great, God bless America, I've got a great friend for an attorney, but even at times he's been denied in multiple, you know, I've been to 14 different prisons, and all over the country, as far away as Oklahoma, West Virginia, upstate New York, New York City, in the same, I think I was in the same prison cell where Jeffrey Epstein, you know, was Hillary Clinton, and you know, I've been everywhere, and so every single time I get moved, and I'm in another jail now, I'm across the street from the Central Treatment Facility, which is where they hold the Jan Sixers. I'm in the Central Detention Facility, which is where they hold the D.C. career criminals and gang members in the most stringent conditions possible. And every single time you get moved, it's a whole new loop, you know, chains and loops that you gotta, you know, hop through for your legal team to be able to visit you, and you get your discovery and your legal documents. And so all of this is to stifle and to coerce me and the Jan Sixers into plea deals so that we turn on Trump, because all the plea deals have stipulations in them that you blame everything on Trump, and basically they're just trying to get after Trump, and we're just the pawns that are in their way. And shame on, I have to say this, Wayne, shame on a Republican representative, because you know, if I was an Antifa or Black Lives Matter protester sitting in prison for 3 years without a trial, you'd have AOC in the squad.
Yes, you would.
Outside the prison every single night, pushing hard for our release, making it happen no matter what. They would free their, you know, political operatives and their real domestic terrorists. But our Republicans are spineless amoebas, and they're doing nothing for the Jan Sixers. And
no
shame
question.
On them.
You know, I just pray, you know, not just for your release and your acquittal, you know, didn't do anything wrong, all charges dropped or found innocent, all that would be great. But I also pray that when you get out, you could sue these mother truckers for $100 million and make them pay for your being tortured for 3 years of your life away from your family. You should get $100 million from the Washington, D.C. prison system, and from the police chief, and from the prison chief, and from the prison. The most disgusting thing I've ever heard, these people are animals. They don't deserve to be in America. They should all be shipped to some other country like Gaza. Good luck to them. Throw them off a roof. These are the most horrible people I've ever seen in my entire life. How do we allow torture in the United States of America? 5 minutes in Gaza, and they'd be thrown off a roof by the animals in Gaza. And I'm sure all of them, Jake, are on Gaza's side and Hamas's side and the Palestinian side against the Jews of Israel as well. They're all horrible human beings, and I just wish I could reach out and grab you and make it all okay and get you out of there. But I hope you get $100 million, because when this is over, you should sue for hundreds of billion dollars and settle for $100 million, because they deserve to pay you all the money in the world, my friend.
Thanks, Wayne. You know, and really, it's the in the temporary, right now, there are, you know, Jan 6 families, Wayne, out there struggling so bad. I was just in the, actually, one of the people that was put in the van with me was this Jan 6er who was, he only told me his first name. He was so scared. He was literally got arrested 3 days ago. He's got a wife and kids at home. And he was shaking with fear and trembling, and I was sitting there praying with him and trying to just comfort him and let him know, look, man, I've been through this for 3 years. There's nothing they can throw at you that God can't handle. And, you know, just to see, I mean, that was the worst part of my day by far.
Jake, I'm not sure if that story's very reassuring to him, because he's sitting there going, I'm scared, I'm nauseous, my life's been ruined, and it's been 3 days, and you're telling him, hey, everything's okay, this has been going on with me for 1,120 days, so he may be sick upon hearing your story, because he may have 3 years ahead of him in the same treatment as you, so pretty scary stuff. Hey, Jake, we got to run, we got an ad break, and we have to pay the bills. I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I wanted to bring light to what you're going through so the whole world can hear it and the whole world can complain to all these animals that have incarcerated you in Washington, D.C. Jake Lang, he has formed the J6Legal.org. Send him contributions. Dig deep, J6Legal.org, and watch my show and others at BlessedNewsTV.com. Jake, good luck, my man. Thank you.
God bless America, Wayne. Thank you.
Can you imagine? He still says, God bless America. What a great man. What a great patriot. And the people doing this to him? Animals. Communists. Criminals. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at pc247health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I'd do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to pc247health.com. pc247health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. The Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Right now, you can eliminate odor. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wayne on the Roof, Colgate Capital, sponsor of this segment of the show. What are you waiting for, man? The world's on fire. You just heard the Jake Lang interview. Just incredible. Just incredible. What animals would do this to fellow Americans who didn't do anything major? They were all peaceful protesters egged on by police and Antifa. Police shooting with no warning, projectiles into the crowd. FBI, undercover assets, spurring them on, trying to make them do something bad. And then when they couldn't make them do something bad, the police started beating them. Wouldn't you hit back if someone beat you? Does that make you a terrible criminal? I don't know. In Times Square, illegal immigrant animals attacked police, and they were let out in a matter of minutes. They go right in, they let them right out. But when a white man does it, a white conservative Trump Republican does it, you're in jail for 3 years, no bail. See, they got no bail. Illegal immigrants get out with no bail. But you're denied bail, and you're stuck in isolation. My God, in the dungeon of the prison, I mean, it's just pure torture of Jake Lang. Pure torture. So disgusting. The same thing should be done to these people doing it to Jake Lang. You know, the warden of the prison, the police chief, the prison chief, they should all be up on charges, and while they're fighting it, they should be kept in the dungeon of their own prison. And he's right, the Republican senators and congressmen allow this to happen and say nothing. Well, every criminal in America gets let immediately out, no matter what they do, no matter what vicious, violent crime they do, they're let right out while awaiting trial to do more crimes. But not the January Sixers. They're tortured in prison and never let out until they get a trial 5 years later, I guess, in Jake's case. And then at that point, they'll say 5 more years in prison. In Jake's case, they'll probably say 10 more years in prison. Your entire life is taken away from you because you dared to protest a stolen election. Just incredible. Just incredible. I got so many stories here to tell and no time to tell them all. But I know there was a story today that basically they've proven now the election was stolen. Here it is. And it's nothing I haven't told you for 3 years. You know, everybody else was talking about computers and, you know, go back to paper ballots. All that may be true. But the way the election was stolen was mail-in ballots introduced because of COVID. All it was mail-in ballots. The election was rigged and stolen by mail-in ballots. According to an extensive analysis using raw survey data coupled with mail-in vote totals, we have concluded that mail-in voter fraud almost certainly changed the 2020 election outcome in all six crucial swing states. And that includes my state of Nevada, I'm sure, because I know there was massive fraud with mail-in votes in Nevada. Unbelievable. Rampant mail-in voter fraud. Isn't that what I've been arguing for 3 years? Isn't that how I won my debate at Freedom Fest 2 years ago? I had a debate at Freedom Fest, the main debate in the main hall, 3,000 people watching, some liberal arguing the election was fair and square, and I said it all comes down to mail-in ballot fraud with fake names and dead names, and people had moved, and people are in multiple states, and homeless people, and drug addicts from rehab centers, and old people in nursing homes who are dribbling on themselves in wheelchairs, all of them fake ballot voted. Their ballots were filled in by others, and they filled in Biden, just enough times to beat Trump's lead. So in 2023, the Heartland Institute and Rasmussen Reports conducted a simple survey to gauge the degree of voter fraud in the 2020 election. We asked about 1,085 voters who participated in the 2020 election about their voting behavior 3 years ago. To our surprise, the results showed at least one in five mail-in voters admitted to committing ballot fraud in the 2020 elections. Shortly after the poll was released, President Trump called it the most important poll released in the last 20 years and the biggest story of the year. So then we began to wonder if we could apply the poll results to publicly available election data to determine whether mail-in voter fraud impacted the outcome of the election. This was no easy task. After extensive analysis using the raw survey data provided by Rasmussen, coupled with state-based and other reputable sources documenting mail-in vote totals, we've concluded that mail-in voter fraud almost certainly changed the 2020 election outcome in all six of the crucial swing states. That's the entire ballgame. That's it right there. And no one's going to do a damn thing about it. I told you it from day one 3 years ago. I didn't need them to tell me. It's Pennsylvania. It's Georgia. It's Michigan. It's Wisconsin. It's Nevada. And it's Arizona. Six battleground states that will determine this 2024 election this November. And no one's changed a damn thing. It's ballot drop boxes. It's ballot harvesting. And it's mail-in votes. And it's no signature match. Nobody checks. Nobody has any idea at all whether the signature matches. They don't care. They go, yes, 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 yes. And it's the mail-in ballots delivered at 3 in the morning because they need more. I hear in Nevada, they're delivered by garbage trucks. Garbage trucks pull up at 3 in the morning filled with mail-in ballots filled out with fraudulent names, all voting Biden. And in 2022 in the midterms, voting against our Senate candidate, Adam Laxalt, against all our congressional candidates. I mean, the scams are unbelievable. They're ripping us off. They involve the U.S. Postal Service. They involve garbage trucks, which means sanitation. Unbelievable. And we're letting it happen, and Republicans doing nothing about Jake Lang or the mail-in voter fraud. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Bye-bye.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.